help of his like-minded friends, had succeeded in defrocking Oppenheimer. The implications for American society were enormous. One scientist had been excommunicated. But all scientists were now on notice that there could be serious consequences for those who challenged state policies. Shortly before the hearing, Oppenheimer's MIT colleague, Dr. Vannevar Bush, had written a friend that the problem of how far a technical man working with the military is entitled to speak out publicly is quite a question.
I kept in channels rather religiously, perhaps too much so. From experience, Bush believed he would only destroy his usefulness if he talked publicly about internal government deliberations. On the other hand, when an individual citizen sees his country going down a path which he thinks is likely to be disastrous, he has some obligation to speak out. Bush shared many of Oppenheimer's critical instincts about Washington's growing reliance on nuclear weapons. But unlike Oppenheimer, he had never really spoken out. Oppenheimer had, and now all his colleagues could see him punished for his courage and patriotism. The scientific community remained traumatized for years. Teller became a pariah to many of his former friends. 3 years after the case, Robbie still couldn't control his anger at those who had judged his friend. Bumping into Gene Zuckert at New York City's Place Vendôme, an upscale French restaurant, Robbie launched into a tirade of abuse, his voice rising to a fervent pitch. He loudly denounced Zuckert for the decision he had rendered as an AEC commissioner in the case.
Mortified, Zuckert beat a hasty retreat and later complained to Strauss about Robbie's behavior.
Lee DeBridge wrote Ed Condon that it is probably quite impossible for anything to be done about the Oppenheimer case itself. The term security risk is such a broad one that you can start out accusing a fellow of treason and end up by convicting him of fibbing, but still impose the same punishment. I guess there is no doubt that Robert did do some fibbing, and in the public mind now, anybody who fibbed and also once was a communist is clearly an unforgivable character.